Hi, this is Sean Kirker with Voices Live On for Veterans, and I have on the phone Sergeant Ronald E. Rosser, who is a Medal of Honor recipient from the Korean War, and also David Fraley, who is one of our military historians with our company, and he's come up with some really great questions we're going to go through with Ronald. Ronald, first off, where were you born, and what were your parents' names and occupations?
Well, I was born in Columbus, Ohio, at the start of the Great Depression, 1929, and my father basically was a coal miner, but the coal mine shut down then, and he went up to Columbus, was working as a carpenter building big homes. And that's when I was born, while he was doing that, 1929.
And what were your parents' names?
My dad was John Milton Rosser, and my mother was Edith Marie Rosser.
Edith Marie. And I've heard you have a lot of brothers and sisters. How many brothers and sisters do you have?
My mother had 17 children.
17. So what was that like?
9 boys and 8 girls.
What was that like growing up with that many siblings?
Well, I was kind of a wild guy. When I was like 12 and 13 years old, I used to sneak out and go live in the woods sometimes for a week or two. My mother wouldn't know where I was at.
Would you use your survival skills and build huts, or what did you do to keep cover?
Well, I hunted and cooked my own food. That you know, I shot. I had a little short 22, and I used to shoot game and cook it. And I live on what I shot.
And what was your living structure or quarters?
Do what?
Like, as far as were you just under a tarp, or what was? Did you build some type of structure?
I had a half a blanket in my pack. This pack and a piece of canvas, and I used to put a lean-to on, you know, and put the canvas over top of it, and I just lived under a lean-to.
Then did you ever bring your brothers and sisters out with you on those excursions?
No.
Never?
No.
That's really unique. So, and in what town were you born in? What did you say that you said was in Ohio?
In Columbus, Ohio.
So, did you live there through your grade school and high school years?
No. We came back to the Crooksville area, and my father went back to work in the mines when the mines opened, and I grew up in around Crooksville and Roseville, where I live now.
Okay. All right, and what was the name of your grade school and high school?
Well, I went to grade school and high school in both Crooksville and Roseville. Mostly Crooksville.
And was it just Cooksville High School?
Yes, sir. Uh-huh.
Gotcha. Okay.
But I didn't graduate from Crooksville High School. I joined the Army when I was 17 years old. And I'd only finished the 10th grade, and later on I picked up my degree, plus I picked up a college degree, and I was a school teacher for several years.
What was your original motivation to join the Army?
See the world.
To see the world.
Yeah, see something bigger than Crooksville.
Got it. All right. Okay, I'm gonna close this first one out, and I'm gonna have David go into some of the specific ones that he's come up with. Just give me a second.